Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, LSU in Florida, you forgot to read the memo. Yeah, we were trying to have a perfect day and you ruined it for us. We go 7-1 on the card and let's recap it real quick. On the frozen pond, we hit on Dallas. Then in college basketball, we get Duke home as our play of the day. We win on Central Florida. We win on Georgia Tech. We get St. John's home in overtime. We get Notre Dame to the finish line. And then we get Virginia to eke it out by the hair on our chinny chin chin. So we win $575.40 for the day. And now we move on to the next. So today, the card's a little bit smaller. Only four games in college basketball that we like. We have a game on the frozen pond. But we're going to lead off with the PGA Tour. It is the Sony Open in Hawaii. And we're going to play Webb Simpson over Cameron Smith, a plus 115 available on DraftKings. So I listen to a great podcast called The First Cut each week. Kind of helps me set my DraftKings lineup. I can't pronounce the name of the course, but they tell me that this course is made for Webb Simpson. The last 6 years at this event, all finishes in the top 13. And then how about this? In the last 3 years, he's finished fourth, third, and fourth. That's consistency. Cameron Smith won last week, so he's hot. I get that. But the way Webb Simpson plays this course, he's going to have to win it again. So I'll take my chances on that. We're going to take Webb Simpson plus the 115 over Cameron Smith. Next up, we go to the frozen pond. We like Chicago minus the 1.5 over Montreal at a plus 135. So yes, I'm betting on Chicago, but we're mostly fading Montreal tonight. The Canadians lost 5-1 last night at Boston. They've lost four straight. They only have one win in their last 10, and they're only 2-14-3 on the road this season. Those are some ugly numbers. The Blackhawks, meanwhile, they're coming back home after back-to-back wins on the road. So I'm going to take my chances tonight with Chicago, minus the 1.5 at a plus 135. Next up, we go to college basketball. Four games on the card once again, and we lead off in the Horizon League. It is Youngstown State minus 3 over Northern Kentucky. So the Penguins are 9-7, but they're not that bad. They were just a 4-point underdog to league leader Cleveland State over the weekend and lost that game late by 6. Northern Kentucky, meanwhile, they're 5-8 this year. They got upset by Milwaukee last time out, and now they've had three straight cancellations for COVID. It's tough to trust him in this spot. So I'm going to take the home team, the Penguins, laying the 3 over Northern Kentucky. Next up, we go to the Big East. It is Georgetown, minus 1 over Butler. So both teams, coaches, and programs need a win. After the 28-point loss to Marquette, Georgetown coach Patrick Ewing cut the press conference short and simply said that his former coach, Big John Thompson, was rolling over in his grave. As they say, that should get him going. I like the Hoyas to respond with a spirited effort tonight at home. So I'm going to lay the 1 with Georgetown over Butler. Next up, we go to the Pac-12. It is Stanford plus the 6.5 at Washington State. So normally I would fade a team like Stanford coming off the big upset win over USC, but I just can't do it today. Stanford has 4 losses this season. They lost to number 1 Baylor. They had a respectable 4-point loss at Colorado, a respectable 7-point loss to Texas. I'll give you the fact they had a bad loss to Santa Clara, but this team has covered 6 of their last 7. Washington State, meanwhile, has already been upset this year by Eastern Washington, South Dakota State, New Mexico State, and Boise State. That's enough for me. Give me the Cardinal plus the 6.5 at Washington State. Then your final game of the card today is in the Sun Belt. We like South Alabama minus 1 over Georgia State. So Georgia State is a hard fade for me today. Georgia State has lost 5 straight line games and 7 of their last 8 against the spread. Meanwhile, South Alabama, they've lost 3 of 4 straight up as a favorite. I know that's not good. But the bottom line is this. I watched the Jaguars keep it within 5 early in the season at Alabama. This team has upside, and that's why they continue to be favored. So I'm going to take the 10-5 Jaguars at home, trying to get Sun Belt victory number 1 this year. So let's recap your card for today. In the PGA Tour, we like Webb Simpson over Cameron Smith at a plus 115. On the frozen pond, we're on Chicago, minus the 1.5 over Montreal at a plus 135. In college basketball, we like Youngstown State, minus the 3 over Northern Kentucky. We're on Georgetown, minus the 1 over Butler. We like Stanford, plus the 6.5 over Washington State. And then your final game on the card is South Alabama, minus the 1 over Georgia State. So that's your card for a Thursday. As always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.